Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Austin. Austin, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So nice of you. So Austin, let us know what you do and where you live.
Yeah, so my name is Austin Simpkins. I'm a CEO of Natural Way Food Group. We're located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We are a food manufacturer slash supplier slash branded product. We started in, 2017. So we're on year 8 now and knew nothing about the food industry when I started, but have certainly learned a whole bunch over the last 7+ years.
All right. Makes sense. So will you let me know, like, what was the biggest inspiration behind starting this business?
Yeah. So we started, it was actually a recipe I had from my grandma. And we started in her laundry room at her house making food. It was, if people are familiar with a Buckeye, it was pretty much a Buckeye, kind of a gourmet Reese's peanut butter cup, chocolate covered peanut butter. We started selling that to friends and family and then started going to different craft shows and things. And it just kind of allowed me to get my feet wet. And I had actually got my MBA from the University of Arkansas in supply chain. And I had a mentor there, Brett Amrine, was basically told me, hey, if you're going to start a company, you should do it. Like, just jump into it and do it. So I said, okay, I guess I don't have anything to lose. So I did. And so, yeah, my grandma was a big inspiration to us. It was, like I said, her recipe. And then she kind of encouraged us to, you know, keep going. And so now it's pretty much a full family business. My mom is involved with production every single day. My dad is a CPA, so he helps with the finances. And my brother helped me start the company. So yeah, everybody's involved now. So it's been pretty cool.
All right. Makes sense. So when you started your business at that time, were you also facing the problems of initial seed funding, just like others? Like, was there any financial challenge?
I mean, definitely, and still some at times now. We were self-funded. So my brother and I put our life savings into it. And so that's how we got started. We were super frugal on what we spent our money on and try to keep expenses as low as possible. But yeah, it was tough. It's a tough sledding for the first 4 or 5 years. My brother and I didn't make a salary 4 or 5 years trying to get it off the ground. And, you know, that was just our story. That's not saying that someone wants to start a business, they're not going to make any money for 4 or 5 years. That just was our path that we took because we were trying to bootstrap it. But yeah, I mean, capital is generally a struggle for startups for sure.
Yeah, obviously. So can you define a little bit, like, what is your exact audience that you are looking for and how you reach them?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Our audience is generally people that are wanting to eat a really clean, healthy diet. So our products, branded under Natural Way, we're the only peanut butter line that has olive oil mixed in. So if you look at the label on our original peanut butter, it's going to have olive oil, peanuts, and salt, and a little bit of salt. And that's it. We believe in minimal ingredients and really healthy and clean ingredients, and ingredients that everybody knows what it is and they can pronounce it. So that's our biggest audience, is people that are looking for a healthy, clean diet. But also, we wanted to be a product that was a premium product, but not at a premium price. So that way we could address as big a market as we possibly could. So we sell our product in Walmart. We sell it, you know, higher end independent stores. We sell it in Whole Foods. We sell it in Sprouts. We sell it in Safeway, Albertsons. So it's kind of all over the place as far as different retailers that we sell it to.
All right. So what is this premium product?
Premium product is so we make peanut butter and almond butter. It's like I said, it's under the brand name of Natural Way. We've got flavors of original, honey, chocolate, coffee. In the past, we've done some seasonal flavors of like pumpkin spice or gingerbread. We actually, when we first started, we had a bacon peanut butter, and that didn't go over all that well, but it was unique, and it was kind of more so for marketing. But yeah, now we've got our four staple flavors of original, honey, chocolate, and coffee.
All right. So, in terms of something that sets your product apart from the market, what it would be like other than that it is natural and healthy? So, is there anything else that will set your product apart from the market?
Yeah, so like I said, we're the only nut butter line that uses olive oil, and we wanted to make a peanut butter line that did not use any kind of seed oil. So and also we did a whole bunch of research on palm oil in particular, because that's one very common emulsifier that people will put into peanut butter, so it'll kind of stabilize it. It is a more of a natural stabilizer, much more natural than, you see some brands that are using hydrogenated oils. That was a definite no-go for us. But palm oil is, they are cutting down a lot of rainforest to farm the palm oil. It's generally grown around the equator areas, and it just happens to be, obviously, because it's warm and rains quite a bit there. That's where a lot of rainforest is, and they're cutting down a very alarming amount of the rainforest to farm more palm oil. Fun fact, over 50% of all products in grocery stores contain palm oil. So it's in so many things. And so we wanted to be a part of a movement to change that. So that's how we came across olive oil. Plus, my mom, growing up, she fed us a lot of foods that were common on the Mediterranean diet. And with the Mediterranean diet, olive oil is big with that. It's a very healthy oil. It's got a lot of good saturated fats in it, and also the shelf life on olive oil is very good. So that's the biggest differentiator for us, and that's kind of what got us started. And when we brought it to market, we weren't really sure how people would react to it, but we've been very pleased with how consumers have taken to the olive oil piece and really have kind of bought in on the, I don't call it anti, but on the healthier oil market as far as what is in their food and not having seed oils.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
So, every business needs marketing. Every business needs something to show their face to the world. So, how you are doing the marketing of your product? Are you doing this offline? You are doing this online? And if you are doing this online, then what methods you are adapting?
Yeah, so we've tried a lot of different marketing tactics, and to be honest, this has kind of been a struggle for us. We put some money into like Facebook ads. We put some money into some Google ads. We hired several different marketing firms to try and do some marketing campaigns. We spent a lot of money on marketing starting out and did not see that great of a return. So that has been a point of, I guess you could say, frustration for me as a founder. I've kind of gone back to the grassroots, just word of mouth, trying to get creative on some low dollar but high return type of marketing schemes. I guess you could call it guerrilla marketing. And part of that is taking care of the customers that we have to the best of our ability. So we have a customer that it gets a jar that something just seems off to them. We're going to send them a replacement jar, no cost. And that way I want them to be really pleased with the product that they have, and then I want them to be able to go and tell two or three other people about it. And so it's that has been working very well, just over the top customer service as far as communicating with the people that we already do business with. And that's not just individuals, that's, bigger companies as well, because we do, up to truckloads of product that we'll make. And so if we can do that really well, then I feel really, really good about where we're headed as a company.
All right. So, what are your short-term goals like in terms of 3 to 6 months?
So over the next 3 to 6 months, we're continuing to add automation to our facility. We're in about a 9,000 square foot facility right now. We've added quite a bit of automation over the last 12 months, and it has allowed us to keep our labor costs down. It's allowed us to add more capacity to our production capabilities, because it's over the first 7 years, that's been something that's been hard for us since we self-manufacture. Which we take great pride in that, and I think is a big differentiator for our company over a lot of other brands, that we're not just a brand being co-packed by somebody. We roast peanuts in-house, we grind the peanuts, we add ingredients, we jar it, we box it, we ship it out, everything in-house. So we have full control of our product quality, and so over the next 3 to 6 months, I'll be adding some more capabilities to that. And so that way, hopefully, I can bring a better product, even more so than what we have right now, and better lead times, and adding more production capabilities over the next 6 months.
Awesome. So, from the day you started this business till now, what was the aha moment?
That's a good question. I think when we finally got to about 300,000 in revenue, which was a couple of years ago, that was kind of the aha moment for us of, okay, we actually have a business going here, and just a hobby. We're invested full time in it, and we see the direct path of sales to 1 million, to 10 million, to 50 million, hopefully down the road. And so that was pretty cool to kind of get to that point. And then also another one was just being able to afford to start paying other employees to come on board, where I could start delegating more of my time to actually growing the business and doing fun things like this, being on podcasts, and being able to tell people about our story. So yeah, those were pretty cool.
Awesome. This completely makes sense. So, Austin, you have a good experience of your business, and you have a great struggle history as well, where you had to face a lot of challenges. So, after doing all these things, what would be your biggest piece of advice to the other entrepreneurs, what they should do?
I tell people, if they have an idea of a business they want to start, try and validate that idea. I wouldn't say as much as you can, because eventually you just got to take a leap of faith. But that having some validation, that and seeing kind of a runway to profitability and being able to grow it, is, I think, crucial. But then at some point, it's going to be hard and scary. You're just going to have to jump and do it. You're just going to have to start it. And having a small group of people, a really tight-knit group of people in your corner that believe in you no matter how hard it gets, is crucial. Because there was a lot of times that I wanted to give up, that I was just like, this is really hard, I'm not having fun right now. And I'm so thankful for those people that said, hey, you're doing a great job, this is a hard struggle you're going through, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And it's been a crazy hard but amazing and rewarding ride that we've had so far.
Awesome. That's a beautiful advice for sure. So, Austin, let our viewers know where they can reach you. You can share your website, you can share your social media handles, and if you want to share your email, good to go.
Yeah, so you can find us at www.naturalwayfoodgroup.com. That's our website. And then on Facebook, Instagram would be the main two for social media. You can just search Natural Way Food Group and you'll find us on there. My personal email is Austin at naturalwayfoodgroup.com. And then I don't really shy away from handing out my phone number either, because if people want to get a hold of me personally, they can. It's 479-466-9582. I talk with a lot of other entrepreneurs, and through text, through phone calls, through Zoom meetings, just some of the struggles that they're having. And I've also met some really cool business partners that we work with now, supply product to, or that supply stuff to us through different avenues like this. So I try to be as available as I can. I do have a lot going on, so I just encourage people, like, hey, if you text me or call me and I don't answer, then just give me a little bit of time and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Austin. Thanks for appearing today. It was a nice conversation. I enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.